The FAA has been promising the next generation air traffic control system for a decade. A few cities have it, but the rollout has been slow. Some frustrated members of Congress think privatizing the air traffic control operation would help speed things up by making the organization less restricted in procurement and in funding. A new bill would do just that. The airlines agree. I spoke with Sharon Pinkerton, Senior Vice President for Legislative and Regulatory Policy at Airlines for America.
What we know about air traffic control is you really need to be able to be nimble, to be able to implement next-generation technology. And unfortunately, we're still using World War II-era radar in this country. It's very safe, but it's certainly not as efficient as it could be. In fact, in yesterday's hearing, someone talked about the fact that our air traffic controllers are still using paper strips to move traffic. Again, I don't want to paint a picture that it's not safe, because it is safe. There's lots of redundancies in the system, but it's not as efficient as it could be. And our goal is to save passengers time, to save fuel, to save emissions, and really to give our air traffic controllers the best tools available.
A couple of questions. The next-gen system, the GPS-based air traffic control system, if you listen to the FAA, they're on a steady course to roll that out city by city, no?
Well, you know, they've been at it for 10 years, and the flying public has spent about $6 billion over that 10 years. And so they've made pockets of progress. They've done a few procedures in Seattle. That took them 7 years. And they've done some procedures in other cities. But it's nothing like it needs to be. We really need much more comprehensive change, and we need it more quickly. And frankly, we need it in the areas where we have airspace congestion, which is, as you know, along the East Coast, the New York area, Chicago, places like that.
I think if everybody looked at the Flight Radar 24 app, they would be shocked, as I am every single day, with how many airplanes there are aloft in a given area. Just a great graphic way to see all of that. But my second question was, about 25 years ago, the FAA got clearance from Congress to have its own procurement system separate from the Federal Acquisition Regulation controlled system that is in most of the executive agencies. But it sounds like that hasn't really done it much good with respect to getting NextGen rolled out.
Well, you're exactly right. And that was one of the points that we made, that Congress has tried in the past to kind of piecemeal this together. And 20 years later, we're still seeing the same issues, and we still haven't gotten NextGen done. And that's why Chairman Schuster, the chairman of the Transportation Committee, has proposed something that is much more transformational than just nibbling around the edges. And he's proposed taking the air traffic organization out of the federal government, making it an independent entity that's accountable to the federal government and the public and the users of the system. But that would completely free it from government procurement rules. And as we look around the rest of the world, that's pretty much what's happened in the rest of the world. They've realized that the government isn't necessarily the best suited for deployment of technology. The FAA wondered about this idea, and they had MITRE do a study to see what the impact would be on safety. And as they studied six different systems around the world, what they found is when you separate and leave the safety function with the federal government, separate out the air traffic control agency, you get a focus on safety from the regulator, which is an inherently governmental function, that maintains safety and oftentimes improves it. So, yes, I'm afraid that, you know, some folks are saying, well, can't we just do more procurement reform or more personnel reform? And what Chairman Schuster said, and I think the National Air Traffic Controllers Association is, we've already tried that. And, you know, decades later, we still don't have the kind of system that's going to ensure that we're the global leader and the gold standard in air traffic technology.
We're speaking with Sharon Pinkerton, Senior Vice President for Legislative and Regulatory Policy at Airlines for America. And I had an interview about a year ago, and I was surprised that the NACTA people actually are not against privatizing or removing from the federal government that operational part of the FAA. But the question then is, the way the FAA is divided now, procurement is with the administrative side. So if the controlling operation was moved out of the federal government, some procurement function would have to go with it, correct?
No, that's correct. And the bill as it's structured right now has a transition period in which the Secretary of Transportation sits down with NATCA and the new interim board of the new organization to determine exactly which functions need to go with the new organization and which functions should stay with the federal government. So again, the good news is there's been about 60 different countries all over the world that have separated these two functions because it's actually an international best practice according to the International Civil Aviation Organization. So we have a bit of a roadmap that other countries have used. We are a unique system, though, and that's why, you know, I think the chairman has very carefully laid out what that transition process would look like, and we're going to need to work through those issues. But it does tell you something that our nation's air traffic controllers, who unfortunately bore the brunt of government shutdowns, of sequester, and frankly are working in facilities that aren't up to par, and working with technology. You know, there, a lot of controllers are retiring. They're getting new, young kids that are coming on. These are kids that have grew up with technology and Xbox, and they're getting to these facilities that are old and antiquated with paper strips, and they're saying, what? So I think, you know, that's a lot of that is what has driven the air traffic controllers to say the status quo simply isn't serving our country well, and we need this transformational change.
Now, in the bill that has been put forth by Representative Schuster, are you convinced that the structure it results in would not end up like another Amtrak or a postal service?
Well, great question, and that was something that we were decidedly opposed to in terms of creating an Amtrak or a postal service. And what we said is, again, the government corporation model, we've seen what happens with Amtrak. We've seen what happens with the post office. We really need to have a level of independence, of completely independent funding from the users to enable this new entity to be as nimble and independent, free of the annual appropriations process and all of the politics that goes on in Washington.
And do you believe that this new structure would result specifically in a faster rollout and a safe rollout and a reliable rollout of the next-gen technologies?
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. In fact, you know, that's why we studied what happened in other countries when you separated these functions, and particularly in Canada. And what we've seen is that they've moved far ahead of us in terms of technology. So we believe that the pattern and the structure that the chairman's laid out and that folks are supporting is what is going to ensure that we have, number one, the safest system in the world, but number two, that we regain our leadership in terms of technology.
And a final question about the equipment that the airlines themselves have to invest in to be able to use GPS. A few years ago, there was some alternative funding models that were proposed for that, kind of a bank, if you will, for being able to help pay for that. Now that the airlines have saved all this money from peanuts, can they afford what it takes to make sure their planes are all equipped with the GPS navigation required to use next gen?
You raise a very good point. And part of the airline's frustration, people like, you know, Southwest, airlines like Southwest, who did invest already in GPS, but then haven't seen the benefits. So that's led to a certain amount of frustration on the carrier's part. And part of why we're supporting this new approach, because we do believe that finally we're going to be able to equip and actually use that equipage and get the benefits for our passengers, which means a higher level of safety, more direct routings, more choices, fewer delays, and obviously fuel savings as well.
Sharon Pinkerton is Senior Vice President for Legislative and Regulatory Policy at Airlines for America. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.